Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
On today's Smart 7, J.K. Rowling wants to be arrested. Israeli strikes kill senior Iranian commander and lots more. It's Tuesday, 2nd of April. It's World Autism Awareness Day. And happy birthday, Pedro Pascal.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
Monday saw Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling issue a series of bizarre social media posts urging the Scottish police to come and arrest her for her views on transgender people. It was sparked by the introduction of new legislation in Scotland intended to cut down on hate crime and adds a new offence of stirring up hatred in relation to gender, age, disability or religion. Rowling is objecting partly because women are not specifically included, although new legislation on misogyny is on the way, and First Minister Humza Yousaf says he's confident the police will be able to deal with the legislation effectively.
The police deal with vexatious complaints on probably a daily basis, and therefore will undoubtedly, if there are vexatious complaints, be able to deal with that in a way that, again, is sensible. This bill is about protecting people against that rising tide of hatred we see far too prevalent in our society nowadays.
David Kennedy from the Scottish Police Federation didn't sound so confident about it, however, and he was appealing for the public to be rational and practical about how they make use of the legislation.
It'll cause havoc with trust in police in Scotland. It certainly will. It'll reduce that. And look, police officers, we don't make the law. And it's hoped that members of the public, when they're making these complaints, realise that. At the end of the day, it's down to the courts to decide what happens.
It was another grim weekend for the NHS, as a study by the Royal College of Emergency Medicine revealed that more than 250 patients per week could be dying unnecessarily because of long queues at accident and emergency departments. The study looked at the cases of 1.5 million people who waited more than 12 hours to be seen in 2023, and President of the RCEM, Dr. Adrian Boyle, says it's deeply worrying.
Because our hospitals are so full, the efficiency within our hospital suffers, and we end up with people taking long stays in an emergency department. This then translates that they have a longer stay when they're admitted to hospital because it takes them longer to get better. We're in a situation now where getting admitted to hospital will make people worse.
One of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's five pledges was to shorten the NHS waiting lists, but this February saw the highest level of visits to A&E on record. Enterprise Minister Kevin Hollingrake says the government is adding more resources, but things like the ongoing strikes haven't helped.
There are huge demand-side pressures. It's the same in England, which we run, but also Labour in Wales, exactly the same thing you're seeing. So this is not easy to get on top of because of the demand side.
On Tuesday morning, it was reported that several aid workers, including an Australian and two people said to be British and Polish, were killed in an Israeli attack in Gaza. They were working for food charity World Central Kitchen and were coordinating food drops to the area. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called for full accountability for the incident. And there were reports on Monday evening that Israeli planes had bombed the Iranian consulate in Damascus, apparently killing a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. Mohammad Reza Zahedi was among several reported killed in the strike. There were also protests across Israel as tens of thousands of people joined the families of hostages in calling for the resignation of the PM. He underwent an operation for a hernia on Monday evening, but before entering hospital, he was continuing to promise that an assault on Rafah is next.
We will continue with our operations in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, and more distant places, and we will continue giving humanitarian aid. It will take time, but we will go in, and we will eradicate all the terrorists, because there is no victory without doing that.
April 1st saw plenty of April Fool's jokes, but one story that was definitely not a joke was the rise in the national living wage, which saw the biggest cash increase in more than a decade. The hourly amount rose by over a pound to £11.44 per hour, and the age band was widened to include anyone 21 or over. The increase still leaves the lowest paid workers a full £1,000 below the so-called real living wage level, which the Living Wage Foundation charity encourages businesses to sign up to. Labour's Nick Thomas-Symonds says the increase won't help either when compared with what is going on in the UK economy.
It's a classic example of giving with one hand and taking away with the other. Prices continue to rise in the shops? Do people feel better off? People genuinely feel public services are better? And when I'm going around the country, the answer on the doorsteps to both those questions is no.
Still to come on the Smart 7, the Vampires are heading to Paris and Spurs are set for a London derby right after this.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back.
After an Easter weekend that saw Liverpool take a slim 2-point lead at the top of the Premier League table, this week has a packed fixture list as we get closer to the end of the season. Tuesday night sees 5 games, including West Ham welcoming Spurs. It's been a pretty good season for Tottenham so far under new boss Ange Postecoglou, and they're sitting in 5th, 8 points clear of nearest rivals Man United. He says he's not obsessed about where his team finishes, but he wants them to stay focused on the bigger picture.
What's important for me is that we want to finish the season strong and keep building on the foundation of being a team that hopefully in 12 months' time people are looking at us differently and talking about us differently.
Colin Farrell is a busy man these days as he dives into the world of TV. The trailer just dropped for his Penguin series as part of Matt Reeves' Batman universe, but he's also been busy promoting his new neo-noir detective series for Apple TV+. He plays private investigator John Sugar, who can't lie and specialises in finding missing persons. His character also has a deep love of classic movies, and Colin says they got the right man for the job.
I've always looked to film. I mean, I think I talked about before about E.T. being one of my first memories. There was serious drama at the heart of E.T., you know, serious familial drama. But I do myself, like John Sugar does, but in my own way, lean into the observations that are at times beautifully presented and honestly presented.
There's good news for vampire fans as a new trailer has just dropped for season 2 of Interview with the Vampire. The series is based on the books by Anne Rice, which also gave rise to a movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, one of the odder things either of them have ever done. Sam Reed and Jacob Anderson are back as Lestat and Louis, but the role of their daughter Claudia has been recast and now features Delaney Hales. The lush gothic look of season 1 continues. As the trio head to Europe, it drops on AMC on May 12th and on iPlayer at a date yet to be revealed.
We both now exist in two different worlds.
The Coven Master has the power of life and death.
You've remembered, Claudia.
I'm remembering it now.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast, then net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.